and welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Hannah Pye, herbalist and doula, where we discuss things, all things herbal and all things doula related, which is pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about that in particular, that role, that hat that I wear. I'd like to discuss today understanding the distinction between a doula and a midwife. Because these are two very different roles, and there seems to be a little bit of confusion, or often people who lack an understanding of one role or the other, and therefore definitely don't have a frame of reference of what the distinction is between the two and why you benefit from having both. Now, today I'm going to keep it pretty limited when talking about exactly what a doula is and how they can help you in your pregnancy and childbirth journey. I would like to focus more on exactly the differences between a doula and a midwife, and my next upload will be more tailored toward exactly what it is a doula does and how they can be a benefit to you. So when embarking on the journey of childbirth, two crucial roles often come to the forefront, that of a doula and that of a midwife. While both offer valuable support and care during pregnancy and labor, it is essential to understand their unique roles and the significance of having a trained doula by your side, as well as an experienced and trained midwife. A doula plays a multifaceted role, acting as a guide and a coach, a bridge of communication, and a well-informed supporter. I will say that most people have at least some idea of what midwives do. They catch babies. They're the medical professional that is there when you are birthing the child. And so a little more of this is tailored towards what doulas do. You'll hear me say more from that perspective, and that's not just because as a doula, I feel more capable of approaching that side of this discussion, but also because I feel that there is definitely a lack of understanding more in the realm of what doulas are versus in comparison what midwives are. So, number one, a doula is a supportive guide, guiding through decision making, trained to provide personal and non-judgmental support for expecting parents and helping them navigate decision making during the pregnancy and labor process, whereas midwives requires you to make the decisions and often can present them to you. Doulas have more time before even encountering the labor and delivery room to help you understand the differences between your varying options and the risks and benefits associated with those. Doulas are emotional support. A skilled doula understands the emotional journey of childbirth and provides continuous reassurance, offering comfort and empathy to ease anxiety and stress. A doula empowers the mother and empowers the partner. Doulas also involve the partners and help them understand their role and offering guidance on how to best support the birthing mother. In contrast, midwives are the expert care provider from the medical expertise side of things. A midwife is a trained healthcare professional who provides comprehensive prenatal, delivery, and postnatal care to ensure the safety and well-being of both the mother and baby. They provide clinical assessments. They are there for the whole of the childbirth and your prenatal appointments. I would say one difference here is that doulas definitely arrive sooner on the scene when it's time to have baby, whereas midwives try to come as close to baby's arrival point as possible. Your doula can get there as soon as contractions start in a lot of cases and are there for much more of the before and after. Prenatal visits with a doula often are fewer but much longer in comparison to midwife appointments. Midwives give you postnatal care, again, from a healthcare standpoint, less so the emotional, physical support, more the clinical assessing side of things. And midwives are great collaborators with doulas because I'd say that any midwife I've worked with understands that there is a little bit of lack. Midwives are in high demand, especially in a lot of places right now, especially where I live in Iowa. And they love to see their patients cared for. And I think often they wish they had more time they could dedicate to answering questions super thoroughly. And instead, they have to be a lot more succinct. They have to be, how am I trying to say this? They're trying to be efficient, I guess. They don't have as much time to really get through the nitty-gritty of all those little pieces that maybe don't all make a lot of sense to you. They have to be a little more to the point than a doula. Comparatively, midwives are far more, they give a lot more time. They have a lot more time than your typical in-hospital provider generally does. And of course, I'm speaking in very broad blanket terms here. But they still are often, again, in high demand and don't have quite as much of that time as a doula will. So a few more notes on a doula's role. Effective communication being one of those things. One of the most crucial aspects of a doula's role is acting as a bridge of communication between the expectant parents and the healthcare provider. Sometimes, and this is where doulas, you know, different than midwives. Midwives are often in the home birth setting. Doulas are there for home births and hospital births. In hospital births is where, more often than not, you're going to run into a lot of providers who are going to hand you your options and go, this is it, what do you want to do? And again, when we're talking about in terms of limited time, you're going to find that most often in a hospital setting. So doulas can help sort of translate these complex medical terms, the information, they can ensure that clients have a thorough understanding of their options. Doulas provide the latest evidence-based information. They stay up to date with the latest research and evidence-based practices. We're often delving into the latest studies as things drop. We are reading them. We pride ourselves on that because our goal is to help parents make informed choices that they can look back on and truly feel like they did the best that they could with the knowledge that they had. And that's the best that any of us can do, but it's really a bummer if your information is outdated. Emotional and physical support, and again, I'll get into this more in my next upload, but I feel like maybe I said this earlier, I need to do a better job of having notes that I can follow, but having doulas provide that consistent emotional and physical support where, for even midwives, this can sometimes be lacking. Doulas do more, they use more techniques like massage and breathing exercises as techniques to help alleviate discomfort and enhance the relaxation during labor. And I'd say finally, doulas can help you before you've even possibly settled on a provider to find that provider who best aligns with your goals. Somebody who maybe is going to have more time for you, even if it can't be a midwife, even if that's not an option for you. Doulas generally have a really good feel for the local providers and can make educated suggestions on who you may personally prefer in your pregnancy and birth journey. So, in conclusion, while a midwife brings professional healthcare expertise, a trained doula complements this role by providing emotional, physical, informational support. And the presence of a doula can significantly impact a woman's birthing experience by acting as a guide, a coach, a source of current knowledge. A skilled doula can ensure that expectant parents are well supported and empowered throughout their pregnancy and labor. And so these roles are complementary to each other. They do not cancel each other out. And I hope that that helped y'all to have a better understanding of the two different roles. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope I see you at my next upload.